Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Well, thank you, Mary Traveland. Thank you, everybody. We're glad to have you tuned here. We're here every Sunday morning from 8 until 11. Hope you will be as well. 3 hours to talk about the plants at your place, and all you have to do is the same thing that Faye and Forney has already done. That is pick up your telephone. This is a talk show, and it doesn't amount to a hill of beans. That's a horticultural term, don't you see? Unless you use the phone. I need to have those phone calls. 214-787-1820. Call right now, won't you please? 214-787-1820. If you are outside the Fort Worth Dallas Metroplex, there is a toll-free number for you. It rings right into the same rotary, so the only time you need to use it is if it would be a long-distance call for the other number. That's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And if you happen to have a Verizon phone that's most convenient for you, hit the pound sign and 820. They all go in the same rotary, and we take them in the order in which they come. 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP, that's 9227, Verizon, pound 820. This coming Thursday evening, I'm going to be speaking in Athens, and I hope that you will come see me if you're anywhere in that general area. I'll be giving tips on home landscaping during the kickoff of the 6th Annual Home and Garden Show in Athens. That will be the next big event among numerous projects of Keep Athens Beautiful. It's a lovely city, and good for them for putting a big project together. Keep Athens Beautiful works to control litter and beautify their fine city by involving both children and adults in a broad range of programs and activities. Now, I'm going to be speaking at 6, between 6 and 9. The event will go 6 to 9, February 23 at Kane Center, C-A-I-N, Kane Center. Tickets are $25 each. And I hope you'll come see me that Thursday evening. This will be my second time in my life to speak in Athens. And first time we had a big crowd. And I hope, as our grandson Joseph says, a big airplane, a big truck, a big crowd. Joseph's too. And big things impress him. And I hope we'll have a nice turnout. So come see us. That will be on February 23rd, this coming Thursday evening from 6 until 9. Their home and garden show is 9 to 3 on February 25, also at Kane Center. I couldn't broadcast. I have another obligation on Saturdays, and I couldn't do it from there. So they said, well, why don't you come Thursday? We'll make a special event out of that. So Keep Athens Beautiful started in 1988 as a committee of Athens Chamber of Commerce, but now it's a standalone 501c3 not-for-profit organization doing great things for its city. And I might add that when I do a public appearance like this, all of the proceeds from my appearance, my time is donated in support of Serenity High in McKinney through the McKinney Education Foundation. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Athens on Thursday. In fact, I think my wife will be along. Today's SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week is sponsored by the great people at, get the page turned here, Ortho. And we'll tell you about them in just a second. I want to encourage you, if you are on the cusp of adopting a pet or getting a new pet for a child or for yourself or a companion, for whatever, a running buddy, whatever you are looking for, go to the SPCA shelter. It can make a difference in two lives, yours and, of course, that pet's. They have wonderful dogs. They have wonderful cats if you're a cat person, not so much for a jogging bunny, but buddy, anyway, they have wonderful cats as well. I'm a dog guy. We've had 20 dogs that have been or would have been SPCA shelter pets. A couple of them I found on the street, in other words. So here we go. Let me tell you from last week, Elvis, the happy-go-lucky, lovable black lab. He is a beautiful dog. He really called to me last week. Only reason I didn't go out and adopt Elvis is he is a 70-pound dog, and I've got a 30 to 35-pound dog door in our garage, and I wasn't sure I wanted to remodel that particular part of the garage. But he's a beautiful dog, and labs have the most wonderful personalities. That's Elvis at the McKinney Shelter. And today's SPCA of Texas McKinney dog is Layla. Layla is a 4-year-old terrier mix with the cutest ears you've ever seen. She has a soft, blonde fur coat. She's the perfect medium-sized girl, weighing in at just 30 pounds. Layla was brought into the SPCA back in 2008 as part of one of the SPCA of Texas rescue efforts. She was adopted by a wonderful family. And unfortunately, her owner's health has greatly declined, and they are no longer able to give Layla the care she deserves. She gets along wonderfully with other dogs. She's been in a quiet and loving home. She loves to have her head and belly rubbed. She's a bit timid, and that's to be understood. She may take some time to warm up, but once she's settled into her new home, she'll quickly come out of her shell. They know because they know Layla. All she needs now is that loving family who's as loyal as she is. Come see Layla, the 4-year-old terrier mix. She's waiting for you right now at the SPCA shelter in McKinney. That's at 8411 Stacy Road, Farm to Market 720. 8411 Stacy. Stacy is Main Street. If you cross Custer, it's Main Street in Frisco. It's Stacy when you go east of Custer in southwest McKinney, right there by Craig Ranch. And they are open noon until 6, 7 days a week. Layla's already been spayed. She's had all of her age-appropriate vaccines. All of their pets up for adoption have. The SPCA shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive. That's off I-30 in Hampton Road, noon to 6, 7 days a week for them as well. Adopt a pet from the SPCA of Texas. If you'd like to see all of the pets they have up for adoption, go to spca.org/findapet. Ortho Weed Be Gone for Southern Lawns is ready to use, and it's also available in concentrate form. It's too early to fertilize, but it's not too early to kill the weeds that are showing up in your lawn. Ortho Weed Be Gone Max for Southern Lawns has a new look and a revolutionary new applicator for 2012. Whether you have a few or a lawn full of weeds, try Ortho Weed Be Gone Max for Southern Lawns. The new gallon ready-to-use spray bottle has a newly designed comfort wand. It's a battery-driven applicator with the batteries included. No more trigger, no more pull and spray. It's the ideal liquid herbicide for spot weeding individual weeds. It kills major broadleafed weeds with results in hours. Ortho Weed Be Gone Max kills the root of the weed, and it's rainproof in just 1 hour. It can be used only on home lawns such as perennial ryegrass, fescues, common and hybrid Bermuda grasses, zoysias, and St. Augustine. Or the concentrate treats 5,300 to 10,600 square feet. That's a quarter of an acre, depending on the type of grass. Apply it using a tank sprayer or an orthodilon spray hose-in sprayer. Ortho Weed Be Gone Max for Southern Lawns.
Hi, this is Jerry Garrison, president with Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano.
Hi, this is Johnny Hooper with Hooper Music Productions.
And I'm John Ingram of John Eagle Honda in Dallas.
Bob Brackman, you're listening to my friend Neil Sperry. Let's get back to Neil.
Thank you very much, folks, and we welcome John Ingram and John Eagle Honda back. They will be sponsoring our Garden Minutes earlier in the newscast on Saturday and Sunday mornings. We're glad to have them aboard. That's a fun deal. Let's get our program underway today. Our first call today is Faye from Forney. Faye, good morning. This is Neil. How may I help you?
Thank you. I need to know if with the warm weather coming so early, I have two trees that still need pruning. One is a live oak with large limbs, and one is a magnolia with the bottom limbs are on the ground.
All right. Let me deal with them separately. Number one, I had my home inspection from my favorite arborist, one of my advertisers, this week. And as I talked to Steve Hauser, I was talking to him about the weather. And he said, Neil, our arborists are getting a little concerned that we're going to have to start applying pruning sealant as we have to spray oaks. Now, the normal time, Faye, for pruning oaks, the normal time that you'll see written, it's an odd set of bookend time frame, but it's between Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day, they say, are the best times to prune oaks. And the reason for that is that's the cold part of the winter. Well, we're past Valentine's Day, so I don't know that this is necessarily abnormally early for all of this. This is kind of what they tell us. So I think your best bet is to work it way, since they're large limbs, work with a certified arborist, and he or she will know exactly how to do that properly. In terms of the magnolia tree, the oaks can be pruned now. I do it ASAP. I wouldn't wait because of the threat of oak wilt that really crescendos as you get into the spring. Much better to do it while it's still cold and hope for the best, but don't let it go past this week, if possible. And a certified arborist will know what to do. In terms of the magnolia, are you just trying to get it cleaned up down along the ground so you grow something else under it?
No. The limbs are on the ground, and I know that's not good.
It's not bad.
Are touching the ground.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's
no?
All right.
Okay,
no.
Well,
no,
I like it on the ground.
It is absolutely an aesthetic thing. You make the choice of whether you want that look or whether you want a look limbed up. It's really funny you'd bring these two topics up, because as Steve Hauser and I walked my yard for about an hour on Wednesday, he was looking at my red cedars where I let their branches come down to the ground on some of the trees out in the open. And he said, you know, Neil, a lot of people don't do that with their magnolias and red cedars. They think they have to prune them up. And he said that exposes the roots to more sunlight. They dry out faster when the branches are to the ground. Granted, you can't walk under them and you can't grow much under there. And if you do try to grow a ground cover, it's hard to maintain it. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing that.
Well,
that's
I
the
like
way
to leave
they grow in
down.
Nature. Well, go with what you like. That's what it's about here.
All right.
Thanks for calling. All right, that opens a line, and that number would be 214-787-1820. 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP, and that's 1-800-288-9227. The Verizon phone number is #820. Michelle Shook and R.J. Williams are screening calls for me. Randy Williams running the board. We got a great team for you today. I'll try to hold up my part. I need to tell you that this is the finale last day. We decided to carry this over through today. This is your last chance. It will not be extended. Last call, absolutely last call for my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar. Calendar with more than 12,000 words that tell you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Now, for example, when do you prune oaks? It's right there in the calendar. 12,000 words, hundreds of bullets in short form editorial tell you when to do all of these things. That's a lot of information. Now, you get a lovely calendar, all that information at a 1/3 savings by buying it with a 1-year new or a 1-year renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. All of this for just $38.95 with a $3 postage charge on the calendar. We'll have it to you very quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed to every penny, but you must call before 11 o'clock today. Last chance is this morning. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. You must call today. It will not be extended. 1-800-752-4769. Recent rains have eased our drought conditions, but they've made things even tougher for our foundations. Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. Rainwater causes heavy clay soils to expand, and we have foundation issues. You need to call Advanced. Their patented ProLift Foundation Repair System is backed with a transferable lifetime warranty. That's Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair. Well, I want to tell you right now about the Cooper Clinic. I want to tell you about the Cooper Clinic because this is founded by my friend, Dr. Kenneth Cooper. What a legacy he has put together of wonderful medicine there. I want to encourage you to have a comprehensive physical exam at Cooper Clinic. That's what I do. That's what my wife has done. It's made a huge difference in our lives. They are thorough. They understand every element of medicine. My wife had very high numbers, and they have helped her immensely with her numbers. They are low normal numbers now, and they were scary high before. She had strokes in 2000, and luckily she's doing absolutely fine. The Cooper Clinic made the difference in her, and Ken Cooper gives me my physicals, and he has made a big difference in me, and I hope he sees that the next time I get my physical in the next couple of months. Imagine up to 1 hour to discuss your medical issues and review test results. The Cooper Clinic is for people like you and people like me. You do not have to be a world-class athlete. You need to have a world-class dedication to living as long as you can, as healthfully as you can. You leave with a realistic action plan for better health. If you want to add years to your life and life to your years, follow my lead. Schedule a Cooper Clinic comprehensive exam. Do so tomorrow. The Cooper Clinic is at 12,000 12200 Preston Road in Dallas. Amazing all the services they offer. 12200 Preston Road in Dallas, 972-560-COOP. 972-560-2667, cooper-clinic.com. The Cooper Clinic.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and much more. Visit their website, busybees.com, to learn more about bed bug detecting dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. For more information, call toll-free at 1-800-INSECTS or visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
All right, let me tell you about Covington Nursery and Landscape right now. Their new location is the old place with a new address. They're on President George Bush Highway. It used to be Liberty Grove Road. They haven't moved an inch. In fact, they lost a little bit of their front parking lot. 5518 President George Bush Highway in Rowlett, right there at the turnpike at State Highway 66. And that's... what is the other name? I just know it is Highway 66. It'll come to me. Lakeview Parkway. Covington's bringing new shipments in daily, so they have all the plants that you want. Visit their 18-acre nursery for colorful spring flowers, fruit trees, berries, herbs, and vegetables, an amazing array of crepe myrtles, red buds, palms, Japanese maples, other ornamental trees, and the largest assortment of shrubs in all sizes, shapes, and colors. Covington's carries all the best shade trees for our area. Great time to plant so trees and shrubs can get acclimated. You're invited to attend Covington's All About Roses event this coming Saturday, February 25. Learn from local rose experts at free classes and enjoy special savings on roses. More than 4,000 roses in stock, including all the new introductions, AARS winners, Easy Care roses that have earned Earthkind and Texas Superstar designations. Go to CovingtonNursery.com for class details, the online plant inventory, and much more. Phone number 972-475-5888. They're open 7 days a week. CovingtonNursery.com, 5518, President George Bush Highway at, well, it's not at Liberty Grove Road, Highway 66 in Rowlett. I'll get used to it. Covington's in Rowlett. We just got to get that ad copy rewritten so I can read it. I can't follow it. So I'll work on that. Sorry about all that confusion. Let's go to back to our phones to Walden and Haltom City. Walden, this is Neil Sperry with you. Good morning.
Okay, I saw down about 30 hackberry trees in a fence row. How do I keep them from re-sprouting?
All right, it's very easy. You need to take a drill. If you don't have electricity that far out, you'll need to have a cordless drill. Drill down into the stumps. The stumps are still visible, right?
Yes.
All right. And you want to drill a bunch of little reservoirs. They're going to be like you stuck your pinky finger down into a cake. And the holes will be about that size. You need to be careful that you don't crack the wood to the outside of the trunk, because what you're trying to do is make a little pocket into which you can pour 2,4-D. That's a broadleafed weed killer. You pull it in, pour it in at full strength, have a funnel, and just pour it until it is full and let it soak into the wood. I don't know that I have a set number, but let's say you have a 4-inch diameter tree trunk, one or two of those holes would be sufficient. If you have a trunk that's 12 inches in diameter, you probably want to put 5 or 6 of those holes and just pour it in at full strength, and it will soak into the wood and keep it from sprouting.
Just use a paddle bit.
You could, yeah. A paddle bit would be fine. The problem with a paddle bit would be that it does tear. It can be kind of aggressive, so I don't know that I rev it up at full speed. I haven't used a paddle bit on wet wood. You know, on dry wood, it works great. But I think you'd be all right. Maybe a 3/8-inch paddle bit would be fine. It's a good suggestion.
Okay, thank you.
You can do it. Appreciate your call. Let me go to Ken in Austin. Ken, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I usually cut back my roses in February sometime, but it's been so warm that they started to bloom.
Uh-huh.
So should I still cut them back, or is it too late?
It's both. The answer is both. You do need to prune them, because if you've done no pruning since last year, to let them go this entire year, you would end up with monster roses. Probably what I would do is over the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'd selectively, I don't know what I'd do. I'd have to see the plant. I was going to say I would selectively prune them as a branch blooms, prune it back kind of where it would have been. Instead of doing it all on the same day, maybe you have to do it over a 2 or 3 week period. But that also messes with the April bloom. You might be better off to go ahead and bite the bullet and prune them. Maybe instead of pruning them back by 50%, you compromise and you prune them back by a third instead of half. You certainly want to thin out any twigs that are curved and weak and spindly and look like nothing. They look like they're going to go nowhere. Those need to be gotten out of there. That you can do. I would use lopping shears, because it's kind of hard to see through roses once they start leafing out, and that way you can kind of reach in from the outside. But you need to do some pruning. I would prune them by at least a third. Remove a third of the growth. I don't know that there's a perfect answer on that one, Ken. It's one of those deals. I forgot to water my tree, and now it's a little bit dry. What should I do? And it's hard to know how far along in this whole thing is. But the good news is the tree might die. Your roses are not going to die either way.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Let's go to from Ken in Austin on roses to Rose in Colleyville on trees. Rose, this is Neil. Hello, Rose. I will say.
Hello.
Okay. You're on the air. How can I help you?
I have a spot out close to my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
I have one small tree in it that I like, but the other one I had to take out. Do you know of something that's real pretty that would go there that doesn't get too large?
All right. Tell me the size tree that you want. When it's mature, how large should it be?
Not too large.
What does that mean?
Well, it's about half medium size.
I don't know what that means. All right, let me try to help you. What is the tree?
I want something that's real pretty and when it blooms, it's in color.
Right, I understand that. What tree did you take out? What kind?
Okay, in the springtime, but then when the
okay.
It died back. It had those little things that hung off of it all the time, all winter long.
Okay, let me give you some that you
that
would consider.
Like little acorns or something.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
All right, here goes. These are the 3 or 4 trees I would recommend as being the best small trees. Now, that's by what I am interpreting your discussion to be. Number one, without any question, would be one of the dwarf magnolia trees.
Dwarf magnolia.
Either Little Gem, G-E-M, Little Gem Magnolia.
All right.
That one gets 30 feet tall and 20 feet wide.
Uh-huh.
Or Teddy Bear Magnolia, which gets 20 feet tall and 12 feet wide. So one or the other of those.
Uh-huh.
Those are A++ trees. They would be at the top of my list. Slightly down on that list, I don't know how big you're talking about yet, but
you said something about, I heard one time you said something about that blooms out in yellow.
All right, that's where I was headed. But I don't know that I would call these small trees. They're mid-sized trees, and that would be golden rain tree.
Golden rain?
Yes, golden rain tree. Ask your nurseryman when you buy it, do I have room for a golden rain tree or a red bud?
Okay.
Those are possibilities. Now, is this beside a driveway?
Yes.
All right, red bud might be a problem because it's more of a spreading tree.
Oh.
And then my last suggestion to you, Rose, is going to be a tree-form crepe myrtle. And there are some wonderful tall tree-form crepe myrtles that would be spectacular. There are many, many varieties. There are dozens of varieties, so that part is good, too. That's what I'd suggest, somewhere in that shopping area.
Now, one other tree that I would be interested in, has a red leaf on it. They get pretty large, that I could plant out by the swimming pool.
Okay, I don't know what tree that would be because they're, sorry.
It turns kind of purple. Purplish.
Right. There are a lot of trees. I don't know of any large trees that get that that have purple foliage. I'm trying to think that are well adapted here. Probably the best of all would be a forest pansy redbud. That would be very pretty, and it holds its purple
Which
color
is
very
that?
Well. Forest pansy redbud. I'm going to have to run because I'm way behind on the newscast now. I didn't realize it would take quite as long. But forest pansy is a beautiful redbud with purple foliage. It's a lovely tree, and that's what I'd recommend for purple. If it's big enough, I'd look at that one and see how you like it. Got to run. I really appreciate your call. Let me tell you right now, please, about Encore Electric Service Delivery. You know what? The trees that we just talked about are trees that could be used near power lines. The trees that I just mentioned could be used closer to power lines than great big shade trees could be used. Now, for example, if you're planting a Schumard red oak, you've got to be 50 feet back from the power lines just so that you don't have to have your tree flat-sided or V-grooved later. If, on the other hand, you have a golden rain tree or a redbud or a tree form crepe myrtle, a tree form holly, I didn't mention that because that's really more of a tall shrub, or if you had little gem or teddy bear magnolias, you could be 20 or 25 feet back from the power lines and have a wonderful tree and never encumber the power lines. How about that? What a revolutionary concept. You plant a tree and it never bothers the power lines. It's a heck of a deal. Well, that's what Encore is all about. We're trying to be proactive and get gardeners, as we plant trees this spring, to be responsible, to think about how large is this tree going to grow? How tall? How wide? Encore.com/know before you grow. That's the vegetation management department at Encore. Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R. Encore.com/know before you grow. Let's all pitch in to help. We all belong on this planet together.
Opinions, ideas, agreements, disagreements. This is Life on your radio. 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Arborological Services, the experts your trees deserve, serving the Metroplex with the finest in tree care since 1981. Steve Hauser is my longtime friend, and it's a highlight for me to have a chance to spend an hour with Steve. I have never known anybody who was more diligent to their cause, and Steve's cause is saving trees, helping trees have the longest possible life. You know what I mentioned about Dr. Cooper to humans? That's Steve Hauser to trees. He's just an amazing and dedicated man, and he's surrounded himself with a whole team that thinks the same way he does. They think trees, and that's why they are so good on tree care. More than 10 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists, and that is why I always send you to a certified arborist. They do not serve all of my listening area here at WBAP. Steve does not mind if I suggest find a certified arborist if you're in an area they don't serve. He wants you to do that. He really supports his industry. Now, it's my comment back to you that if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area, I hope you will call Arborological Services, because you'll get one of their certified arborists, and they are the best. Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. They came to our home a couple of days ago, and they will be coming back to do their annual work on our trees. Dallas, 972-442-1524, Tarrant County area. 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. On Twitter, The Tree Experts. No spaces. That's Arborological Services on the web, arborological.com. And on the radio right now, it's Jerry Overton, the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you very much. WBAP News Time now, 8:34. Senator John McCain says he remains confident Mitt Romney will win the Republican presidential nomination. But McCain tells ABC's This Week it's been a tough campaign for GOP leaders in Congress.
These debates and these kinds of negative campaigns have driven the disapproval ratings of all of the members up.
McCain says he doesn't remember a race with as many personal attacks as the current race. Iran making good on threats to cut off Western nations from its oil. The oil ministry says oil exports have been halted now to Britain and France. Tehran's move appears to be a preemptive strike after the European Union decided to boycott Iranian oil beginning in July. And the FDA planning to investigate whether inhalable caffeine is safe for consumers. Aeroshot went on the market last month in Massachusetts and New York. Each canister contains the caffeine equivalent of a large cup of coffee. It did not require FDA review because it's sold as a dietary supplement, but lawmakers are expressing concern about overuse. WBAP News Time, 8:35.
Well, in Dallas right now, we did have some earlier construction, 635 LBJ westbound there between Midway and Webb Chapel, but they have completed that very early, and so you're not seeing any delays there. You do have the annual color run. That's getting started around Fair Park today at 9 o'clock. It's going to go around the north side of Fair Park and then on that east side back to the Cotton Bowl, so use some caution through there. This report brought to you by Constant Contact. Small businesses, make this February your Fanbrewary. This month, Constant Contact introduces social campaigns, a brand new social media marketing tool that helps you turn your fans into customers. Visit ConstantContact.com to learn more and get started today. With the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Katie London on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
And the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. The clouds are eventually going to go away. It will be sunny by afternoon with a high near 60. Clouds are back tonight, though, down to 45 for the low. Tomorrow, an isolated shower, thunderstorm possible in the afternoon. We'll get up to about 64 for the high and back in the 70s by Thursday. Right now, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 40 degrees, some fog in the area as well, so watch for that. It's 836. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Right now at Sweet Jack. Get 50% off all 45 Texas Smoothie Factory locations.
Sweet Jack. SweetJack.com.
It's still a great time to plant trees, and the folks at Shades of Green have over 40 varieties of trees to offer that they also plant and guarantee. Fresh from their farm, they have beautiful Shantung maples, Lacey Oak, Live Oak, Chinese Pistache, Mexican Plum, and Eldorica Pine. Shades of Green is definitely the right place for the right plant, with over 7 acres of plants from organic herbs to specimen trees. They specialize in drought-tolerant and hard-to-find varieties. Don't miss their annual spring open house Saturday, March 3rd. Education and specials all day. Shades of Green is now scheduling mini landscape consultations held on Saturdays beginning February 25th through April 28th. Reserve your spot early. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com. They're located in what used to be the country in Frisco at 7401 Coit Road. That's just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco.
Great people, great place, and a leader in the nursery industry, Rob Weir there at Shades of Green. Wonderful place. Let me tell you about Dalworth Clean right now. 31 years I have been able to tell you on the radio about Dalworth Clean. If you are in business, you understand the importance of business relationships, and I have the utmost respect for James Smith and for each and every person who works with him in Dalworth, in the Dalworth facility. They began as carpet cleaners, and it was a very small business at that time. And James came to our home 31 years ago, and he said, Neil, I want to grow my business by happy customers, repeat business. And he said then, and he has said now, the easiest way to grow a business is to maintain happy customers and get them back in again. Dalworth Clean does that. They have a $29 per area sale going on, five areas or more of deep down Dalworth Cleaning. Book online at dalworth.com for additional savings or call them at 214 or 817-267-8433. The phone lines will be open tomorrow, 267-8433. You can count on Dalworth Quality and Service. They've won the Consumer's Choice Award every year it's been offered. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And Dalworth Fine Florists is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. They're open 6 days a week as well, and it's a flooring store unlike any other. So give them a call, 214 or 817-267-8433. $29 per area, five areas of more of carpet, deep down clean. Dalworth Clean, 214-817-267-8433. Book online for additional savings. Dalworth.com, Dalworth Clean.
Those numbers to call Neil now, 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. You can call him now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Travelin. Mary is with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, the Water Garden and Pond Supply company, my sponsor, and my friend and my announcer for many, many years in all respects. We have a couple open lines now. I didn't give that number before we went into that break, so here's your chance. If you'll grab it, you can be the smart one. 214-787-1820, just as Mary told you. 214-787-1820. Outside the Fort Worth, Dallas area, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. On a Verizon phone, you hit the pound sign and 820. We go back to our phone lines now. We go to Tommy in Meridian. Tommy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
Yes, I have a peach tree question. I was looking for that little Saturn peach they call the donut peach.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that thing in Missouri, but it costs $30 to get it here. There ought to be somebody in Texas that got one for $15 or $20.
All right, and that was the tree plus postage. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and you know it's
that's a novelty one, and I don't know that I've ever seen it on anybody's recommended list.
I don't think it's in Texas. I don't think.
I think you might be better served by buying it at the store when it's in season. The thing you'll have to, and I've seen it. It's an interesting looking little thing. You need to a couple things. First of all, you need to look it up online and say what is the chilling requirement of Saturn peach. What is the chilling requirement of Saturn peach? And that's going to take you to a university website. I'll do that in my next break and see what I can find out, because it may not be the least bit adapted here. It may never bloom here. Some of the peach varieties have to have way more cold than we have, or they will never trigger the flowering process and therefore the fruit, and some of them have very low chilling requirements, so they're more adapted to the Rio Grande Valley. You need to find one that's in the 750 to 800 hour range, and if you have that, then you're set. That's the number of hours cumulatively in a winter time between freezing 32 and 45 degrees. So that's the first thing I'd look at, and then I would look at the Wamak Nursery company.
They have quality trees, but they don't have that one.
All right, and feel free to call them and ask. Do you have any on limited supply? And if not, why not?
You know, they're real cheap, and they really got good trees, but they don't handle that one.
Yeah, and there's probably a reason. Let me see what I can find in the next break. I'll have a 2-minute spot, and I will put something up right after that. I'll mention it if I can find the chilling requirement for that variety, because that probably is the limiting thing.
I have a friend that's got one, and it does all right.
All right, and how did he get it?
From the same place that I told you about.
All right, then get one there. Pay the price. That's what you're going to have to do.
I guess I'll just have to cough up $30 and get one.
Perhaps it would not be my recommendation that you do so, but you know, I'm a father. Recommendations aren't always followed. So the reason I say that is that you may run into disease problems. It may be one that is adapted to dry climate. There's a reason. It's a nice little novelty peach, but it is not on the recommended list. And so I wish you had called when George McEachern was on. He could have helped better, probably.
I think it's kind of kin to the Bell of Georgia, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. They have a similar shape. I'll see what I can find out. I may not be able to find anything, but I'll give it a try.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Good question. Let me go to Fern in Quinlan. Fern, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
I have some pampas grass, and I'm not really sure what to do with it, whether to cut it back or just leave it alone.
All right, what's it look like now?
Well, it's looks nice and green, and it looks fine as far as the way it looks.
If you can reach your radio, I hear it in my headphones. That's
probably
what's
causing
you to slow it down. Pampas grass is an evergreen grass. If it were in a perfect world, if it were still in the pampas of Argentina, it would be growing beautifully. It would be in a frost-free area. It would just grow as a big, robust grass. Nothing would ever happen to it. When we bring it into the United States to grow it and grow it in Houston or Corpus Christi or San Antonio, nothing ever happens to it. It just grows and gets bigger and bigger. I grew up in South Texas, I know. When we bring it farther north than we really ought to, then it begins to have winter damage. And when that happens, you do need to prune that out because it takes it a long time to conceal winter damage. So you need to prune it. You need to prune it back to where it looks like a giant shaving brush, back to probably a knee or thigh high. And you'll need a machete to do it. It is really fibrous. You'll need a machete. You'll need a conquistador suit of armor or or heavy sleeves and heavy gloves and long pants because it's wicked, as you know.
I'm sorry, I missed. How far to cut it back?
Cut it back to either knee high or thigh high.
Somewhere knee high, okay.
Yeah. And but that's only if it has browned. If it hasn't browned, you don't have to cut it.
It has a few in the very middle. Leaves that are brown.
Trust me, if it's been hurt by cold, it will be out there pouting, and you'll know what brown means. If you see a few brown leaves here or there, you can pluck those out. But if it freezes and looks like it's died to the ground, then you need to get most of that clump out of there, and it needs to be done.
No, it looks good.
Okay, that kind of pruning has to be done immediately because they're going to start growing soon.
Okay.
So if you're going to do any pruning at all, doesn't sound like you need to, but if you ever need to, get it done, preferably in early February.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. You're welcome. Thanks for calling. All right. We're going to take our last break for this hour, and then we will come back. Our next call up will be Neil talking to Neil in Azle. And that will be fun. Give us a call if I can help you. Just a quick reminder that I'll be at the Kane Center in Athens speaking this Thursday evening from 6 until 9. I think I actually start speaking somewhere after 7, and we'd love to welcome you to come join us there if you would. It's going to be a very nice event, a part of Keep Athens Beautiful, and they're having a home and garden fair on Saturday at the Kane Center, and I'm kind of the kickoff two nights before on Thursday evening. It will be on, what is that? Is that the, I hate to start throwing out numbers. I think that's the 23rd, but it's this Thursday for sure. So come see me in Athens. All of the proceeds when I do an appearance like that, I'm supposed to tell you, go to the McKinney Education Foundation in support of Serenity High. Tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Now, this is your last chance. This is the day that we wrap up and finalize. Will not be extended. The last chance to get my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar. We have extra people at our office, and they will be at the office until 11 o'clock today. You get our calendar. This is with 12,000 words that I typed. I spent much of July working on the calendar, and then we printed it in the fall. It just takes a while. I have about 20,000 photos each year, and I find the best 12 for the calendar each year. And so this is a lovely publication, but the 12,000 words, the hundreds of bullets of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants that you're growing, that's what will save you the cost of the offer. Now, it also includes a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. All of that for just $38.95 and $3 postage on the calendar. $38.95, you get the calendar, all its information, and the magazine subscription. Satisfaction guaranteed to every penny, but you must call before 11. It will not be extended. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769 before 11 today.
Dixon Brothers is your resource for anything that touches water, including Atlantic rainwater harvesting products. With current drought conditions and water restrictions, capturing and storing rainwater to use later is more important than ever. Whether you need a small rain barrel or a large in-ground cistern, Dixon Brothers has everything you need to capture, store, and reuse rain or storm water. You get to help the planet while saving money on your water bill. Give Dixon Brothers a call at 972-288-7537 to get started so you don't lose another precious drop of rain down that storm drain. An Atlantic rainwater harvesting system from Dixon Brothers lets you become part of the drought solution, conserving rainwater for future use, cutting down on your monthly water bill, and in some areas, even qualifying for tax credits. Dixon Brothers is the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call 972-288-7537 for more information or directions. That's 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
My name is Samantha, and I'm a recovering addict alcoholic. Before Serenity High, I
wasn't in school at all. I dropped out of school and I was in a lot of trouble with the law court system, and I didn't really have anything going for me and just wasn't good. I found out about Serenity High through my IOP and my probation officer, and they just told me it was an amazing school. The staff at Serenity, they help you with your school day. It's more of a one-on-one kind of thing. Serenity High has definitely given me a lot of tools to help me see the goals I want for myself, and it's definitely given me tools to go after that goal and make it happen. For more information, call our principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Samantha. I am immensely proud to stand alongside Serenity High and to help in any way I can that Ed provided, and in that context. And I might add, we have been down that road in our family. It would have been a wonderful school for our child, wasn't there then. So that's one reason we just feel the compelling call to try to help other families. Let me tell you right now about Whiz-Q Stone at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. They have been there since 1983, turning landscaping dreams into reality. The people who own and operate Whiz-Q Stone are Mike Wisnand, his son Derek. What a personable father and son. What a great business. Mike's dad founded the business. I never knew him, but I've known Mike for 20 years or more. He was just instrumental in helping get Region 5 of the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association to help us with our All Texas All Garden Show over those years. A leader in the nursery industry and a leader in great stone. It's the best stone yard I have ever seen in all of my life. And yes, they deliver all over the Metroplex. They have cobblestone, boulders, river rock, gravel, flagstone, decorative stone. They have any kind of stone you could want. It is a treasure hunt to go there. It is so much fun. The outside showroom gives you extensive displays to inspire and help you create and design your own personal outdoor paradise. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit the website at whiz-q.com or call them at 817-429-0822. WHIZ-Q.com, 817-429-0822, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, open 6 days a week. It's Whiz-Q Stone. All right, as I mentioned I would do for our caller earlier, for Tommy in Meridian, I have done a little bit of quick research, best I could, on my laptop during that two-minute interlude to see what the chilling requirement would be for Saturn peach, and it is a low-chilling peach. It is not going to do well in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex or Meridian, according to the sites that I saw in the 2 minutes I had to look for it. I went to ask.com, what is the chilling requirement for Saturn peach? That's exactly how I got the data that I had. Looks like 300 to 400 hours, and we are 750 to 800 hours here. What that means, this is exactly like apricots and some of the Rio Grande Valley peaches, other things. They only need a few hundred hours of cool weather between 32 and 45 degrees to initiate flower bud set and for the flowers to start opening, and that will happen usually in January. Usually they bloom way too early and then get snapped by a late freeze when they shouldn't have been blooming so early. That's why it's not recommended in North Texas. Be very, very, very careful. It's probably going to give you a crop of peaches like apricots do 1 year every 4 or 5 years if you're lucky. That's a lot of work to go to, a lot of spraying, a lot of pruning and training for that kind of a reduced yield. So that's my recommendation. There you go. Let me go to Neil in Azle. Neil, this is Neil. How can I help you?
Hi, Neil. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate
sure.
it.
How can I help?
Well, my wife and I cut into a hill 3 years ago when we got our house built. And this hill's kind of been a constant problem, just eroding into our driveway. And we're finally taking some steps, and we're building a small retaining wall a couple feet high, but we still have a lot of area. We still need to get vegetation on the hill somehow, and I just didn't know, you know, what best to plant on it to, you know, to hold it all together. But it's full sun. It's really rocky. It's too steep to mow. So I was just wondering if you had any suggestions.
What I would do if it were mine. Now, do you look out at this hill?
It's to the side of the house.
All right, and does it go down from your house or up away from your house?
It goes down into the house.
All right, so you're looking into the hill when you look out that side of your house.
Yes.
All right. What I would do in a heartbeat is I would terrace it so that you can stop the flow of the water, and that will put an end to the erosion. If you've ever seen a bunch of hillsides that have been terraced, they do that wonderfully in China and other parts of the world. And if you're ever on Interstate 45 South, there's a farmer down toward, south of somewhere one side or the other of Ennis, on the east side of 45, who has terraced big hillsides that are visible from 45. Anyway, what I would do and what I did at my home, we have same thing exactly same thing, was I put some steps in. By steps, I mean soil steps that are 20 feet wide up the hill. We have two of them, and you could do more if you needed. And then you put a retaining wall in front of each of those so that the steps are either basically level, or they can even taper back down just a little bit so that water will pool in the backs of them and soak in, and that helps conserve water back there if you're going to be planting trees or anything else. And you can easily enough put a color garden in. You could do turf. You could do shrubs. You could do a lot of different things. But that's exactly what I would do, is I would have a series of retaining walls. It's permanent. Ours were put in 1978. And they function wonderfully. They're no more than, in our case, 16 or 17 inches tall, so that I don't have to worry about the weight of the soil pushing them over. If you get more than 20 inches tall, you have to have it done by a pretty good stonemason. Otherwise, they could crumble.
Okay.
That's what there's absolutely no second choice as far as I'm concerned. I just don't even want to think about a ground cover bed. You could do a ground cover bed, I guess, with jute netting and plant something really tenacious. But I think that's a lot more work and not as pretty.
If you were to take that route, what would you plant?
Oh, it'd have to be something awfully assertive. If it's that steep, I'd probably use purple honeysuckle. I'd have to see the setting before I decide on that one. You really ought to work with a landscape contractor, because he or she will know how to handle all of this. I hear my music, so I'm going to have to leave. But those are the two routes to consider. All right, if you're on hold, stay tuned. Otherwise, stay on hold, 214-787-1820. We'll be back.